Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. A further 9 single-use plastic items will be phased out across WA from the end of the month, including produce bags and non-compostable takeaway coffee cups. Environment Minister Rhys Whitby says businesses will be given time to adjust to the changes.
There will be a range of transition periods from 6 to 28 months to give business and suppliers and the community time to switch to alternatives. We're going to have a common sense and reasonable approach to this transition.
Tennis star Nick Kyrgios has left an ACT court with no conviction and no good behaviour bond. The 27-year-old earlier pleaded guilty to assaulting his former girlfriend, but the charge has been dismissed by the magistrate. The court heard Kyrgios push the woman in Canberra in 2021, causing her to fall to the ground after she stopped his Uber from leaving. Australian Medical Association President Steve Robson has raised concerns about a report into the future of Medicare, saying it won't provide any immediate relief for our struggling health system. 21 recommendations have been made, including providing better access to after-hours GPs.
While the report is very welcome and certainly has changes that will strengthen the system that we know, there is absolutely nothing in the report at the moment that will provide anything immediate, and that is what we need.
WA Health is reporting 2,146 COVID cases from the past week. 154 people are in hospital, 2 are in intensive care. In sport, more than 52,000 fans are set to pack Optus Stadium for tomorrow's Big Bash final when the Scorchers take on the Heat. Brisbane captain Jimmy Pearson says his side is excited for the challenge.
We've got to embrace the crowd. We haven't got a point to prove. We're here to play a good game of cricket. 55,000. Most of us probably won't play in front of a crowd that big ever again, so we're going to enjoy the moment, whether they're with us or against us.
The Scorchers have made one change to their extended squad, adding Matt Kelly to the mix after the bowler passed the league's concussion protocols.